City Council will come to order. Carla, please call a roll.
Adams, Leonard.
Here.
Saltzman, Stent.
Here.
Potter.
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which entity he or she is authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Agenda item 344, accept staff report and recommendation and order of council for Lottie and Sons, Inc., Measure 37 claim.
Chris Dearth, could you come forward, please?
Good afternoon. I'm Chris Dearth, the city's Measure 37 program manager. And we have had to make a change in the claims that are considered this afternoon. The attorney for Mr. Lottie called me just a couple of hours ago, said he had concerns and questions about the order that our city attorney has drafted for this claim. They agree with what we're trying to accomplish. They just had questions and concerns about the wording of the order. And so I agreed that we should work this out and bring it back next week when we have another hearing. It's short, should be non-controversial. So rather than try to work it out on the fly here, I'd rather work it out before we bring it to you. So with your permission, I will move to the second claim.
Okay, is that okay to commissioners?
No.
Okay, we'll hear that next week. Please read item 345.
Accept staff report and recommendation and order of council for Maddie C. Baker, Measure 37 claim.
Thank you. And before I launch into that one, I wanted to bring you up to date very briefly on the status of Measure 37, because I know you've been reading about it in the paper. The legislature is addressing it. We're fast approaching our 180-day deadline on this huge surge of claims we received in December. Those will come due in May. So I want to bring you up to speed on where we are and how we're managing our claim load, which is significant. Since Measure 37 came into play about 2.5 years ago, we've received 92 total claims for about $260 million total. Almost half of those are against our environmental protections. About a quarter, 24, have been brought against our sign and billboard regulations. 14 have been brought against our industrial and commercial zones, and 9 have been brought against other regulations, including a number of them which are claiming against all regulations that have been placed on their property since they purchased it. So, and you haven't seen any of those yet, but we will be bringing claims to you over the next couple of months. How we've disposed of these to date is we have taken your directive to heart, and we have worked very hard with claimants and persuaded 35 of them to place their claims on hold and stop the 180-day clock so that we have time to work them through the regular process. And I should let you know that BDS deserves a lot of the credit for this, along with BES, PDOT, and others. We have a true interbureau effort here in working with these claimants and trying to sort out their problems outside the Measure 37 process. And we've been very successful at that, and 35 of them have placed their claims on hold, so we don't have to bring those claims to you in the next couple of months. Nonetheless, about 29 are still active and pending, and those you'll be seeing in the next 2 months, April and May. 20 of those are signed claims on which we don't see much way to work them through the regular process. They request a kind and size of sign that's just not allowed. There's really no way we can work through that. So you'll be seeing those in mid-May or so. Another 7 claims have been withdrawn. Those are successes where we've persuaded folks that they could get what they wanted, and they have withdrawn their claims. You've denied 12 to date and approved 4. So that's where we are. I'd be happy to answer any questions before I move on to the claim for this afternoon, if you have any.
Please proceed.
Okay. So the claim this afternoon is brought by Maddie Baker. Her property is located in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Southeast Portland. It's located on Southeast Milwaukee there between Boise and Cora. It's outlined in a very light red outline. I'm not sure you can see that, but it consists of 5 lots. To summarize, it's brought by Maddie Baker. The location is in the 4200 block of Southeast Milwaukee Avenue, submitted December 4th, just at the deadline. The compensation demanded is $1.3 million, and the preferred resolution is compensation or waiver of the challenged regulations. Our Measure 37 analysis goes through these six items, which I'll walk through one by one. The ownership of this property, lots 4 and 5 were purchased in July of 1954. Lot 3 was purchased in May of 1965 by Lloyd and Mattie Baker. Lloyd and Mattie Baker again purchased lots 1 and 2 in August of 65, and therefore the ownership dates back to July of 1954 and May and August of 1965. The regulations challenged by Mattie Baker include this multi-dwelling zone, R1 zone, which was imposed on the property in 1981 when the city adopted its comprehensive plan. So the zoning on that property was changed from a general commercial zone, which it was when they purchased it, to an R1 high-density residential in 1981. This is indeed a land use regulation subject to Measure 37. It was enforced in February of 2003 through this pre-application. So next we look to see whether the use of the property has been restricted, and the zoning map you can see on the left there shows the zoning on the property, the Baker property, in the 1960s when they purchased it. It was C2, a general commercial zone. In 1981, you can see on the right-hand zone map, it was changed to R1. So indeed, many of the uses that were allowed under the general commercial use, C2 at the time of purchase, were taken away, were restricted under the R1, and so in our estimation, the use has been restricted. Next, we look to see whether there has been a reduction of value as a result of this restriction of use. The claimant claims a loss of $1.3 million, but she hasn't submitted a market study or an appraisal. But nonetheless, it's our estimation that it's more likely than not, because of the restrictions on the property, that the value of the property has been reduced by at least $1, and therefore, for Measure 37 purposes, it has been reduced in value. So to summarize for you, we conclude that the change in zoning from general commercial to multi-dwelling residential has restricted the claimant's use and reduced the value of the property, and that Mattie Baker does have a valid claim. So our recommendation to you would be to grant the claimant's claim and provide for these two items. First, to allow the claimant the ability to immediately develop the property as allowed under the general commercial CG zone, which would have been allowed when she purchased it. And second, to not apply the comprehensive plan designation of R1 as it is currently, to allow her to apply, and this is her choice whether she wants to do this or not, to allow the claimant to apply to rezone the property under the regular process to the general commercial. And that's her option, whether she does that or not. And if she chooses to do that, then she would have the general commercial zoning applied to the property permanently and could be transferred to subsequent owners. But that, again, is her choice. So that's our recommendation. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
Would the claimant please come forward? Are you Mrs. Baker?
Yes.
Well, thank you for being here, Mrs. Baker.
Well, I just want to thank the City Council for reviewing 37 measure. And also, we approve of the staff that recommended our claim. As it was stated, we bought the property in 1954, and then in 1980, it was changed from C2 to R1, and it's been a long, long struggle trying to get our zone C back. And I just hope that the council will approve the recommendation of the staff.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
Yes, we have three other people signed up. We have Adam Tischler, Lance Lindahl, and Jerry Baker.
Is there a third name?
Jerry Baker, going to. Jerry Baker, did you? Oh, sorry.
Thanks for being here, folks.
Thank you.
When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes.
My name is Adam Tischler. I'm a neighbor of the Baker property. I'm also the chair of the Brooklyn Action Corps, which is the Brooklyn Neighborhood Association. This is kind of nice that we're all sitting at the same table here. Couldn't have drawn it up better. We are here because we agree with the property designation. Milwaukee Avenue runs right through the heart of Brooklyn, and it's our main street. But almost the entire thing from the south, I should say from our commercial designation area up by Powell Boulevard, then after that ends, south is zoned residential, and it's really impacted livability in the neighborhood. And it's impacted landowners, as you can see. This is unusual because I think in a lot of, you hear Measure 37, and people get scared, nervous. And frankly, when we got the mailings, neighbors were scared and nervous. We didn't know what this meant. We're happy to see the designation as a commercial designation. Lance Lindahl, who's the vice chair of the Brooklyn Neighborhood Association, will talk a little more about what we'd like to see. But we do want to open a dialogue, not just with the Bakers, but with the city, about our Milwaukee Avenue. We have lots of storefronts there that are zoned residential. And store owner, or I should say landowners there, come to us all the time telling us that people are knocking on their doors or calling them, saying they would love to be able to utilize that area for a coffee shop or whatever it might be, hairdresser, anything like that. But these storefronts with their 10-foot-tall glass windows that look out on Milwaukee Avenue are curtained up and used for residential living. It doesn't make sense. When you look to our south, you have Westmoreland and Selwood, and we have these really vibrant neighborhoods along the same road. It's Milwaukee Avenue. But for some reason, back in the early 80s, the city designated it as a residential area. It was sort of designed to be a bedroom neighborhood. And it's not working. It doesn't fit with the modern Portland image. One thing that we would like is to be able, and we were just discussing this with Mr. Baker, is to be able to discuss these sort of options. I know the Measure 37 has some serious constraints, but to be able to discuss options when this sort of thing comes up. This mailing that I got was sent out on March 7th. It's April 4th, and you're talking about a volunteer organization, the Brooklyn Action Corps, trying to be able to spread the word to neighbors in a timely fashion. And our friends in the neighborhood who are on the internet can read the blog post that we put about it, and we try to reach out through email blast, but this is no way to really reach out to the neighbors. And so we're fortunate, as you'll hear from Lance, that we had a dialogue with neighbors earlier, a very good dialogue about this very issue. But that's one problem that I'd like to see rectified if we could. The neighborhood essentially wants to have an opportunity to discuss this, not only with the landholders like the Bakers, but also with the city to rectify what is really a misuse of the neighborhood. So I'll thank you there and pass it along to Lance.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Lance Lindahl. I live at 4904 Southeast 16th Avenue, and I'm the Vice Chair of the Brooklyn Action Corps Neighborhood Association. This past year, I had the privilege of working with four other graduate planning students from Portland State University on a comprehensive transportation and land use plan for Milwaukee Avenue as it passes through the Brooklyn neighborhood. One of our top concerns was to find out why this area is largely underutilized, even though redevelopment is currently happening in many other nearby areas. The property whose case is before you today has much in common with other properties in this area. The existing zoning designations match neither the buildings that are there, nor what the property owners would like, nor what the neighborhood would like to see built. Several industrial and commercial storefronts and warehouses have been zoned for R1 residential use. This makes it very difficult for the owners of those properties to find new tenants when the buildings become vacant. This portion of Milwaukee Avenue has been designated as a main street under Metro's 2040 concept plan. In addition, this is a major transit street served by TriMet's number 19 bus line, and the proposed light rail line to Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, will run just a few blocks from this area. Milwaukee Avenue has become increasingly congested by automobile traffic in recent years, and the area is lacking in crosswalks, bike lanes, and traffic signalization. Therefore, it's my opinion that the automobile-oriented zoning designation of CG Commercial General is not the best fit for this portion of the neighborhood. A better alternative is that the property in question be given a zoning designation that better promotes mixed-use development. Zoning it as commercial storefront, CS, would create consistency with the historic commercial heart of Brooklyn to the north. Zoning it as CM, commercial mixed, would allow for vibrant mixed-use development. Either option would allow the property owners to either use their existing building for commercial use or to redevelop the property at a higher intensity. The opinion presented by the Bureau of Development Services is based on the 81 Comprehensive Plan and the Brooklyn Neighborhood Plan of 1991. These plans are out of date, and they no longer reflect the priorities of those that live and work in the neighborhood. At the time the plan was drafted, there was no zoning designations for mixed use. We are here today, Adam and I, to ask you to encourage the Bureau of Planning to work to reexamine the zoning issues in our neighborhood. Right now, it's our fear that the way the zoning is, this is just the beginning of a wave of Measure 37 claims in this neighborhood. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Jerry Baker, son of Manny Baker. First, I'd just like to thank the staff of City of Portland for helping us through the Measure 37, especially Chris. Been very helpful, and we appreciate that very much. If the City Council does accept the recommendation from the staff, we plan on immediately applying for a occupancy permit under the commercial and also applying for a commercial zone change. After that process, we hope to find a developer that will help us develop in either to apartments or condominium, depending, and putting retail on the bottom. And in the process of that going on, we hope to or plan on sprucing up the existing buildings and leasing it out. So in closing, we just hope and that the City Council approves the staff recommendations going back to its original commercial zone and from the R1. Thank you.
Thank you, folks, very much. If we have your name and phone number, I'll make sure that we have someone from our Planning Bureau to call you.
Thank you. And also, you should have copies of this PSU projects. We dropped some off.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
This has come up before. I just make a comment. It's an educated guess, so I may be wrong, but there's a few areas in town, and we had talked about this at the council, and I can't remember the exact context, but it was about a year ago where essentially I think we're making bad decisions based on a good policy, which is the no net loss of housing. And so with the no net loss housing policy that we have in place, and we need to revisit it, I think, basically comes from an era when we were losing a lot of housing. And so the Planning Bureau is under instructions never to rezone anything that's housing unless you can replace it with more housing, because the theory is at some point cities were seeing trends where you basically were losing so much housing. And you know, this is other places than here that you basically had inner cities that really not enough people lived in. Well, I actually think even as a housing person that the policy is almost silly at this point, because it's putting all the housing units into the River District, South Waterfront and places. And we're absolutely in no danger of not getting, I mean, if anything, people argue about us having too much housing units in places. And so I think we need to go back in some of these key places where we're holding on to some housing units, which at the time was, you know, you could envision, I think, I'm just guessing, but you could envision this stretch of Milwaukee losing a lot of its residential piece, which would actually be the flip side of the problem you're having now. But I think we're past that. And I think we should be able to update this. And I think it's having some perverse consequences where, you know, you mm-hmm. come in and say, here's an obvious area in a pretty thriving residential, very attractive inner city neighborhood that they need actually storefront commercial. And our no-net housing policy, I think, is what's behind this. I need to go kind of look into it a little more, but I think that's what it is.
Can I quickly respond?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when Lance's group was doing the project, we held an open house, and we got a tremendous turnout by any neighborhood standards. We're a relatively small neighborhood, but we had a really good turnout, not only for the open house that the PSU grad students were holding, but also for a subsequent general meeting. And I think that whenever the initial planning designations were made in 80 and or 81 and then 91, there might have been the will to have residential housing there. But I can tell you, not only as a neighbor, but also as the Neighborhood Association chair, that I think that it's relatively safe to say that there is an intense desire to see our commercial storefronts revitalized. So I'm not just speaking as two people who are involved with city politics and with neighborhood politics, but I think just as residents, I feel very confident telling you that we're here representing the neighbors' wishes.
Good. Well, thank you, folks, for coming in.
Thank you.
Is that all?
That's all who signed up.
Further discussion? I need a motion to approve the claim and adopt the staff report and as an order of the council decision.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Leonard?
Well, this was a good discussion, and I don't know that we've ever had a discussion like this where neighbors actually came in to support returning a prior designation to a piece of property. But what this has done, I think, is made us all aware that in addition to the inequity of the property involved, that that we should look at restoring at least a mixed-use permitted kind of development along Milwaukee, which makes a lot of sense to me as well. Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
I have a lot of fond memories of Brooklyn. I was a police officer there in the mid-60s and actually joined the Brooklyn Action Corps back in the late 60s. So I have a lot of empathy for you folks, and I think you've made a good case. And I really appreciate you coming in, Mrs. Baker, and your son. So I vote aye. It's done.
Thank you.
We're recessed until 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
You're getting good at this, huh?